Hello, It's the baby girl. And for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria, and this is Why Are You Pressed? Your number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics. And I also dissect popular and controversial topics to get your teacups ready, because tea is hot. What did I say? Repeat after me. Tea is hot and it is ready to be served. Point blank. Period. Guys, I've been sleeping a lot lately. And I just don't know why. When I got back from NYC, I was literally sleeping like around 2 or 1. And it wasn't get to 3. If it gets to 3, it was just once in a while. And my body just got used to waking up around 8, because I'll set alarm for 8 and I'll wake up and I dare not go back to sleep. And at times when I don't set alarm, my body wakes up around 8. And I was so proud of myself, but now I set alarm 8 o'clock, it rings, blah, 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 I turn it off. Like, day before yesterday, oh my goodness, it rang. I thought I turned it off, but I didn't. It just kept on ringing, blah, blah. And I was so annoyed. I'm like, what is this? And I woke up around 11. Jesus, I've been sleeping so much. And I slept around 3 the day before yesterday. And that's because I was reading. You know when you're reading a book and it's so good and you just can't let it down? You can't just like drop it. That's how good that book was. And I read 5 chapters a day. Excuse me. I read 5 chapters a day, and in the night I read, I have time to read. And I think I was going to stop at a particular chapter, but because the other things that were going to come after definitely seemed interesting, I needed to know what was going to happen. I just kept on reading to the 21st chapter. I don't think I was even meant to stop at 20 or 21 still. But y'all, I'm reading So Can Keep a Secret by Karen M. McManus. Check it out. It's so, so good. And she's one that wrote One of Us is Lying, One of Us is Next. If you've heard about One of Us is Lying, the series, and you haven't watched it, baby girl, boy, what are you waiting for? Go and check it out. It's really, really nice. I will tell you that season 2 is better than season 1. Like, it's so, so good. And read the book soon if you're interested. So, enough of Karen M. McManus. Let's go straight into today's episode. So guys, money or love? Which one will you choose? Money or love? They present money to you and say that this boy, just leave this boy alone. We don't want you to date this boy again. We'll give you 1 million naira and above, or 10 million naira. Will you take the money? I feel like it's only someone that already has money. I know that like money, that even the money that presents it to him or her it's not even equivalent to what he has in his account. Like, it's even like smaller than what he has in his account. As only people that I know that will take the love. Or people that don't have that amount in their account, definitely they will take it. Because for me, I'm gonna take it. I will take it. Oh, love, help. Oh, man, help. Because it does not help me at all. Take that money. I will take it fast. Bye, boy. Wait, we're dating before. Who are you? You'll not be squinting to look at you properly. Oh, I'm not sure I can remember you. Bring the money. Money over love, to be honest. I feel like it's only a foolish person that will take love over money. Like, money. Like, it depends on the amount, though. If you're offering me, like, 5K to leave the boy, I'm like, 5K? I have, like, 5K in my account. You're offering me, like, 1 million and above. Yes. Not thinking straight. Boom, boom. But I won't collect, like, 1 million shall, because I want to leave the boy, like, maybe I'm in love with or something like that. Definitely. Maybe just, like, add, like, triple it a little bit and give it to me, like, money, like, sharp money, like, and some things that I just think about, and like, I need to get money. I want to be rich. I want to be a billionaire, and I'm working towards it, actually. Like, I want to make money, have money, live a beautiful lifestyle, travel, with friends, with family, have fun. Like, oh my goodness. Like, I love when people travel a lot. Like, I think that's one of the things that inspired me to travel, because I just see a lot of people traveling, like on my Instagram, people I follow. I just be traveling and just like inspires me a lot. And I'm like, oh my goodness, one day that will be me with friends, with family, by God's grace. Amen. Like, oh my goodness, by God's grace. And there are a lot of people that say money can't buy happiness. Do you think money can't buy happiness? I think money can buy happiness. Especially when you've been broke for a very, very long time. And you now get the money you want. The money you need. Oh my goodness. You'll be so happy that, the way you'll be happy and you'll be like, thank God, thank God, thank God, I've gotten this money. You'll be really, really happy. I feel like it's people that already have a lot of money that say money can't buy happiness, because already have a lot of money and they know that with this amount of money I have, I still don't have complete happiness. I still don't have full happiness. Because if you're like very poor or you're broke, when you eat the jackpot, when you get the money you want, you'll be very, very, very happy. But I feel like money, in a way, money can't buy happiness too, especially when you have a lot of money. But at the same time, something is just missing. The happiness is just missing. It's just like incomplete in your life. But money can buy happiness, and it also can buy happiness. Like, two truths can coexist, right? It can. And, you know, I said that it's those that like have money already and they know that, okay, it can't buy happiness because I don't have the happiness I'm searching for. It's not complete though, or it may not even be there at all. Yes, and it can also be people that don't even have money at all too, that still say money can't buy happiness, money can't buy happiness. Like, it can, because if I get money, if I even get 1 million naira in my account, oh my goodness, I'll be so, so happy. I will start dancing my come and see, oh, come and see. Come and see what the Lord has done. Hey, come and see what the Lord has done. Hey, come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see what the Lord has done. He gave me victory. He gave me peace of mind. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good. The girl will be dancing like this then. Someone should just ask for my account number and I say, Gloria, take this amount. How much do you want? And I was like, I'll just mention one small amount. Then boom, I check my account balance and I'm seeing 2 million naira. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I didn't know people that can just ask for account number, send you money without requiring any sexual intercourse, without wanting to have sex with you, Adie. Because it feels like for some people, before they can give you money, they must have sex with you. And just like, why must you do that? Like, if you have the money already and you're interested in someone, is it much you have sex with them? You can just send the money to them now. Like, oh yeah, just take. For just being a fine girl, take this 10 million naira. Just take this 10 million naira. I know it's small. I'm like, it's not small, no. Kukere at all. Kukere, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. God will continually enrich you, continually provide you. Thank you. Someone can just need that. Because you are pretty. You're such a very, very fine girl, Gloria. Come and take this money. Treat yourself. Like, as a baby girl I am, I give myself the extreme baby girl treatment. And, you know, looking all so good. Looking all so fabulous. Like, okay, bro. Long distance relationship. Do you think it works? I know there are a lot of people that are like, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Like, even this book I'm currently reading, I think they are twins, a boy and a girl, and they moved to their hometown where their mom is from. And so before they moved, his boyfriend broke up with him because apparently long distance relationship can work. But I feel like it works and it doesn't work. It's 50-50, to be honest. How I will say it work is because if you guys really like each other, you are in love, and you want it to happen, you see both of you in like years to come, then you give it a try. When you get to a different place, if both of you are living in Lagos, for example, and you are going to Ondo State, then definitely when you get to Ondo State, both of you keep on chatting on the phone, video calls, voice calls, just be doing chatting on all of that. That's basically how the relationship will be like for a while. If you're not in Ondo, you have the opportunity to go to Lagos to visit him or her for a while, then you go. If you are in Lagos, you have opportunity to visit him or her in Ondo State, then you go. Basically, it's just online love at this moment. But you guys have been like seeing each other for a while when both of you were in Lagos. Basically, there are two types actually of long distance relationship. That's one part. To be honest, I wish I wrote it down because now I can't remember the long distance I want to say, the second one. But I literally wrote in the book that there are two types of long distance relationship actually. And you know that the ones you've not seen each other at all, like what of you just started talking on social media, I think you've not seen each other before, you're just talking on Kini, social media and all of that. That's and you start dating and you're in different cities. That's the long distance relationship. You're in Ibadan, it's in Abuja. That's long distance, to be honest. When you say Abuja like that, Abuja, when you say Abuja, oh my goodness, you're in Ibadan and it's in Abuja, and that's the long distance in a way. Like, you're in different cities. Like, I can't, like, date someone I've never met before. Like, oh my goodness, I can't do that. Can you guys do that? Like, have you ever dated someone that you've never met before? Why are you currently dating someone you've never met before? If you have, let me know. Let's discuss. Like, I promise to keep you anonymous. I won't reveal your name, to be honest. Let's discuss. I keep on saying, let's discuss. But you people don't discuss. Don't let me know your thoughts about the podcast, the episodes you've listened to. So I just like, okay, that's just the way it is. But let's discuss. Like, there are a lot of people I've spoken to that I've never met before. They are a lot. I can't even count. I mean, yeah, but they are a lot. And there have been few that have said they liked me and all of that, but we've never met. And that's really risky. And even though we stayed in the same place too and all of that, but at the same time, just didn't meet because I just know that we're never going to meet. Because first of all, I'm living with my parents. And I need permission before I leave. And definitely they will ask you questions. Who are you going to meet? Blah, blah, blah. And I know that, okay, right now you will still lie to them and all of that. But I don't feel comfortable lying to my parents, actually. Like, I don't feel comfortable lying to my parents. I just tell them, this is who I'm going to meet. So, I've never met the person, blah, blah, blah. You'll be like, are you crazy? You had the opportunity to meet this person you've been speaking to for a while and you go and say the truth. That's the way I work. People, I just don't lie to my parents like that because just tell them the truth. Because anything can happen now. You go out and boom, God forbid you don't come back. And you went to tell your parents, I'm going to so-and-so. And you go and call and they're searching for so-and-so. My parents don't have like my friend's number or something like that. But who knows? You can start searching for someone and they'll be like, in case just like a person, my friends never like stay in the same place I stay, but who knows, how they get the person, they shall look for ways to get the person, they report to the police and all of that. And it's because, and they tell them that, this person did not come here, or all of that. I think my mom won't even expect me to do that. If my parents won't expect me to do that, and they'll definitely know I will tell them the truth, I'm going to meet this person and all of that. And they'll say no, they'll say yes, if they want to. And this time I almost met someone, no, and all of that. I think my parents already agreed. I don't know why it's cancelled. I think it was me that cancelled it or so. I can't remember. But that was years ago. But my parents already agreed that I can see the person. But definitely they're going to be at a watching distance. And I don't blame them actually because I never met the person before. Like, you have to be like really let's say observant, but be you have to be real on IQ. What am I saying? But you have to be really be on the eye alert actually, because you can't go to an enclosed place with the person. You have to be in an open place where people are seeing you, so anyone can testify if anything happens that, oh yeah, I saw them at this place. It's God that is protecting us. It's not all of them that are like that though. I just pray we never fall into the ends of people like that, to be honest. Amen, amen, amen. So that one too, I just can't date them, because you're not going to see them. Like, I've never met you before, you're not come and ask me out. And the probability of us seeing is even very, very low. I would say no, actually, because I can't be doing such type of relationship, actually, because I need us to see and all of that. I don't mean you're a catfish now. You're a wrong person, uncle. But that's the thing. I don't mean you're a catfish. A lot of catfish accounts, especially on Twitter. I don't mean it's Twitter we're speaking on now. And boom, we meet. I'm like, ah, this person is someone else, so what is this? That's the thing. Anyway, I know for some people that are like, oh, you know, I mentioned there are two types of LDR. I think I remember one now. The first one is, you know, I mentioned one, you guys agree that, oh, we can still date when you go to a different city. And the other one that will be like, oh, I don't think we can date and all of that because it isn't just going to work out. But you can give it a try, Sha. Like, if you really love each other, you see yourself with the person years, years to come, like, just give it a try. You guys will just, like, you know, definitely it's going to be like online relationship now, but you have no choice. The circumstances brought about it. You just keep on talking and talking. Then, if you see that, oh, there's a disconnection, something is missing there, you just have to end it, unfortunately. And there are some people that you just know that, yes, I can't just date you again because I feel it's not going to work. It's because they already have requirements in a relationship. They know what they know what works for them in a relationship. So they already see that what will work for me in a relationship is it going to happen once we start the LDR. So they just cut it off immediately. Because some people like if you guys like talking, like seeing each other like frequently, some people like physical touch, people like to see each other physically, like I said. Talking every day on the phone isn't just enough for them. Like, I just talking on the phone, like, isn't just enough for them. That's the thing. Like, how do you decide? Okay, I wrote something down. How do you decide it won't work? Oh, I've already like answered that, because you already have your requirements. Like, if I physical kind of person, physical touch kind of person, that's definitely going to be missing in an LDR. No, in LDR, so just know that, going to work, you can already see it. But if you really like the person, you can give it a try though. Just see how it works. If you're currently in a long distance relationship, let me know how it's working for you. How is everything? And if you have been in a long distance relationship, also let me know. Let's discuss. And once again, I'll keep you anonymous. I'm not going to like spread your name out to the public. I know that even some of these things we see in movies are actually true. When it comes to LDR, that it's really like some kind of disconnection. Like, it's just like a gap already, and just put like the distance. Something is just missing. It happens in real life too. It literally happens. Yeah, guys, there's something I saw on Twitter when I was searching for this LDR for this podcast, and I'm really so sorry for the noise in the background. People are just going, and it's annoying, but I have to record actually, and I really hope my voice is really loud and it's really overpowering the noise in the background. Oh my goodness, this thing isn't loading, no. Load at all. Are you guys enjoying this episode so far? If you are, let me know. If you have any thoughts concerning the episodes you've listened to or the podcast in general, let me know. It's not loading at all, guys. What the fuck? So to the last part of this episode, is flirting cheating? Do you agree or disagree that flirting is cheating or not? If you agree or you don't, let's discuss, guys. Flirting is kind of cheating in a way. Because why are you flirting when you're in a relationship? That's really, really disrespectful on your partner. Even though you're not like ready for a relationship, just don't enter the relationship because you flirting, like I said, is just really disrespectful. Even though you just want to keep on flirting with people, fine, do that, but just don't enter a relationship because it's really wrong on your partner. Like, how would your partner feel? Let me ask you, how would you feel? You find out your if catch your partner or you find out that your partner is flirting with someone else, how will you feel actually? Will you feel good? Will you feel good? Will you feel like, oh, it's nothing? Some people may look at it like, oh, it's nothing, not that much of a big deal. But I feel like if I catch you flirting with someone, what is going on, boy? Come here, come here, come here. What is going on? Explain to me. And you explain, I'm like, you're flirting with someone else. That's grounds for breakup, boy. Especially when it continues constantly. That's ground for breakup because if I tell you that, oh, I don't like that kind of stuff and you shouldn't do that, why are you even doing it in the first place itself? I think I'll just take it once. Like, oh, you're flirting with someone. I'll just like, eh? 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 Never again, eh? Next time it happens, bye bye, boy. I feel like I won't even. I pray that I don't even date someone that is flirting with other people, with women. You can be friendly. There's nothing wrong in having female friends, but if it's getting too much, it's getting to flirting, baby boy. Please, I am going. I did go. Where are you going? I am leaving that relationship. That's the thing, because why are you flirting with someone? Like, you continue to do it constantly, boy, I'm going actually. Because if you do it the second time, I said I'm going. I won't wait to do it the third time. Because flirting actually leads to cheating. Flirting is already partially cheating. But it leads to you having sex with the person, kissing the person, doing something sexual with the person actually. But once you are flirting, doing all those stuff, boom, you and the person are in a bed, or you're in a car, or you're somewhere. Maybe it's even bathroom. Both of you are. Actually, there's something I wanted to see, but I just can't remember right now. Like, it was just in my mind, then boom, it just flashed away. But, like, I think 13 is partially cheating in the way now because boom, it actually leads to cheating in a way. Flirting, when you're flirting with someone, because you're giving the person the wrong impression. That's what I want to say. Not even wrong impression, no, but you're giving the person signs that you want him or her. Because if you're flirting with someone, obviously the person may think you are interested. You can claim that, oh, I'm more interested, but the person may think you are interested. Person may be getting the signals you're not giving, but you're indirectly giving the person. Not even indirectly, you're directly giving the person actually. So flirting is partially cheating in a way. And if you're in a relationship, advice that you shouldn't flirt. And some people will claim that, some people will claim that, oh, naturally a flirty person and all of that. That's just me. Yes, some people can be like naturally flirts, I would say. Do you think people can be naturally flirts? And but that doesn't mean that you should be flirting constantly with someone. But if you're in a relationship with someone that doesn't see it as a big deal, oh well, good for you. So when I was searching for this flirting isn't cheating or flirting is cheating on Twitter, God, there are some tweets that just kept on repeating, like people just did copy and paste to the tweet. So you don't even know who is the original person that tweeted it. Or a tweet said, cheating isn't always kissing, touching or flirting. Cheating isn't always kissing, touching or flirting. If you gotta delete messages so your partner won't see them, you're already there. It's true. It's true actually, because why are you deleting messages and all of that? Anyway, I was just seeing it a lot and it was really, really so annoying and frustrating because I'm like, why are you people just doing copy and paste? Because people are looking for each tweet, something that will make them have a lot of engagement. I see most have engagement on Twitter. Like, Twitter isn't like Instagram also that, or maybe all these likes or followers will like seem like a big deal, but it's Twitter, like, tweet whatever you want to tweet. You don't have to have engagement, it doesn't really matter actually. Since some people need to be reminded, cheating isn't always physical and flirting. If you have to delete and hide things from your significant other, then you're already there. And if that's the case, then just leave and stop hurting them. Flirting isn't cheating, please, someone said. And someone replied, but it leads to cheating. is one of the steps to cheating. Well, to each his own, bro. Someone said, continue. It's cheating because your partner will have sex afterwards. I'm not sure they said they will have sex, so it leads to cheating. Sometimes they may not even have sex or do anything sexual or intimate. They may not even kiss or even touch it, each other. They may just be flirting. In some scenarios, though. Someone has said flirting isn't cheating. It's just effective communication skills. Oh, please. You know that flirting is different from just having a normal communication. Normal discussion with someone is different. Flirting is very, 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 very different, to be honest. Yeah, I despise people that think flirting isn't cheating. Just stay single. It's true, like I said. Don't enter a relationship, even though that you will be flirting with other people. Like, that's really disrespectful on your man and your partner. I hope you know it's not only when penis enters vagina that is considered cheating. Giving attention to someone else, flirting, etc. is an act of cheating. So, if you are saying cheating isn't a deal breaker, I hope you know you are being shared. Someone has said emotional cheating. Which one is emotional cheating? I won't say flirting is emotional cheating. It's not emotional cheating. Do you think it's emotional cheating? Someone has said flirting isn't always considered cheating to me. As long as you're not leading someone on or leading someone to believe they have a chance with you. I think you're leading the person on because you're flirting with the person. It gives the person the idea that maybe you want something to do with them. Actually, yes, you're leading the person on in a way because you're not interested in the person. Then why are you flirting? Sometimes people may not be interested with the person. Maybe they just want the cash. There's something in you they've seen and they just want. But they're not interested in, like, having a relationship with you or anything. Just like, oh, I need that cash. Or maybe it's the sex they need or all of that. They need it. So, yep, in a way, you're leading the person on. In a way, that's the thing. Then someone said, this girl said flirting isn't cheating. In what world do you live? Why do most of you believe flirting isn't cheating for women, but it is for men? Stop the double standards, SMH. Cheating is cheating, no matter how you look at it. So women are really out here in relationships, but doesn't fully leave until they find out they find another guy that adds a new interest to their lifestyle. So women won't take accountability for cheating on their significant other, but will say it's his fault for not noticing the signs from the beginning. When you should just leave him in general before you start getting into a new situationship. Don't comment or retweet talking about what about men and what they do. Stop trying to flip it so you don't have to feel wrong for your actions. Yes, ma'am, you have been cheating. And no, it's not two-sided. You're the only one cheating on your partner, SMH. I have nothing to say. Flirting isn't cheating, but it is disrespectful and definitely worthy of a breakup if it keeps happening after I've already addressed it. Because if I've addressed it and the second time you do it, bye-bye, please. Second time, I'm not going to wait for the third time. Second time, Motinlo, I'm going already, leaving that relationship. People who say flirting isn't cheating are being deliberately dishonest. Are they being dishonest? Someone replied, LMAO, laughing my ass out. Lots of people really believe cheating can only be a physical activity. As if paying more attention, being sneaky, sharing more, flirting, sexting, etc. doesn't count. Seeing where that takes on relationships, I'm not surprised, but I'm pleading the blood of Jesus more fervently for my relationships and that of the people I hold dear. Now, create people full for streets, make everybody with their good relationship, hold their person tight. Personal replied, guy, that's it. Flirting is kind of cheating in a way. Do you guys think flirting is cheating or isn't cheating? Let me know. As usual, as always, let's discuss. So we've come to the end of this episode, and guys, I really enjoyed speaking. I hope I wasn't speaking too fast. I don't think I was speaking too fast. Maybe this particular part I was speaking too fast, but I don't think so. But anyway, Hope the noise didn't disrupt the episode. We're able to listen to it very clearly. And guys, let's discuss. Let's discuss about this episode. Share your thoughts, your opinions. Share your what you've gone through. Share your experiences with me. Like, and follow the accounts, Instagram accounts, at @whyareyoupressed_. Follow the account, increase the followers. I don't think the followers is up to 50, is it? I'm not sure, but increase the followers, guys. Increase it. And share it to family and friends. And if you haven't listened to the other episodes, do listen to it. Listen to it. And you can listen to the episode by just checking for the episode in the listening platform you're currently listening to this episode on. And you can click on the link on the Instagram bio and just keep on scrolling, and you see the various listening platforms to listen to the podcast, the episode on. And you can send a voice message by just clicking on the link on the Instagram bio. Just scroll. You just see send a voice message, and I would definitely reply you back. Like, guys, I haven't even like updated the for the press playlist on Spotify. Like, I've been recommending songs every episode, but I haven't like put those songs on Spotify. And the truth is that I can't remember some of the songs, so I have to go back to the episodes and search for the songs and put it there. But I don't even think it's today because I'm so not ready for that. So anyway, for the press release today, the song I'll be recommending is Vicious by Sabrina Carpenter. And the song is so good. Love it. Ah, na, 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 na. I'm a slut. But anyway, the song is good. Check it out. And check out our album, Emails I Can't Send. 10 over 10. So I will see you guys next week, Wednesday, on a new episode. Love you.